My name is Liz Bakum, and I'm the lab and imaging manager and the infection preventionist for Petersburg Medical Center.
My name is Erin Michael. I'm the public health nurse at the Petersburg Public Health Center.
And we haven't seen a big number anywhere in the state yet.
Not yet. But if you look at what we trended last year, and it's every year is different, it looked like we had our big spike right in November for last year. So it's a really good idea, if you haven't gotten your flu shot, to make sure you've gotten it. And if you've already gotten it, congratulations. You're doing a great job and helping to prevent the flu.
One thing about influenza, it's rather an interesting, it has an interesting little hardiness to it. You could actually be infected with the flu virus up to 2 days beforehand, able to transmit it and not show symptoms. So it's really important that...
So it can be spreading, people don't know.
You can
it.
Be spreading yeah, it and not know
it. You don't
it.
Know you have it because you're not febrile or feeling sick yet.
Right.
And the flu shots, that changes year to year, right? The formula that's used every year. It's kind of the best prediction of what might be getting at people in a given year.
The CDC is always looking for what types of flus they're seeing worldwide to decide what kind of formulation they're going to base the vaccine on. Some are worse than others, and they cause more complications in patients. So,
does the shot this year have any of those serious strains? That do they think there might be a serious strain going around, or just kind of average this year?
It's similar to previous years. We have an H1N1 in there again, and that was a pretty serious one a couple of years ago. But luckily, a lot of people have been vaccinated with that one since then. So, but it's still any flu year. You know, it depends on your health. If you're high risk, those that are elderly, that have immune system issues, those that are pregnant, those that are the younger children that don't have a lot of exposure to the flu are more vulnerable to the flu. And so even just a regular flu that, you know, you or I might be fine with could hit someone a little harder if they've never been exposed to it and their body has a larger reaction to it.
The big difference between flus and viruses is the complications that you get from the flu are much more severe than they are from other respiratory run-of-the-mill virus like rhinovirus. Influenza can compromise your whole body and cause you to go into respiratory distress if you're not taking good care of yourself. And we even saw that a couple of years ago with normal, healthy 20, 30-year-old people who came down with influenza, didn't get the flu shot, and ended up in the hospital with respiratory distress syndrome. So it can be very, very serious. And just because of your general health, that doesn't mean that you're immune to getting sick.
Yeah, even healthy people, it can knock them down and can really have serious health consequences. I saw people go on dialysis because their kidneys shut down because their body just basically shut down because of the flu. So it can affect all the systems, not just respiratory. Mm. It just depends on how the virus is going to respond to your body, and everybody's a little bit different. The 2009 was kind of an unusual situation. Mm-hmm. That was where a lot of people hadn't been exposed to that particular strain of the flu, and their body's inflammation response was extreme, very extreme. And I saw people come in, you know, not feeling well through the ER, be intubated and die within a day or so from the flu. So it can happen. That's worst case scenario. Hopefully we never see that here.
Where were you in 2009?
That was in New Mexico at the time.
You were in New Mexico. Okay.
Yeah. But it was happening across the United States, all over the world, because you had a large portion of the population that had never seen that strain.
So at this point in mid-November, do we have a grasp on how many people you think have been vaccinated in Petersburg?
I know on our end, I definitely see a lack of vaccination for the children that are 6 months to 3 to 4 years of age. The older children I am seeing vaccinated, but that's that younger age group who haven't really been exposed much to the flu, and they're a little bit higher risk, actually. I'm not seeing the uptake of getting them vaccinated, which for me is a concern for the community. Mm-hmm. How about you on your end?
The clinic has had two vaccine days on Saturdays, two Saturdays in October, and our numbers were down a little bit from last year, but we've also had more people coming in and having appointments to having their shots. So
let's say somebody does want to get a shot, but they haven't yet, they missed the clinic, what do they do?
That's not too late. You can actually get your flu shot as late as May or June. As in last year, the flu season sort of had a peak early, and then it had another kind of a prolonged period of time where there were a large number of influenzas in like the summertime. You get tourists that come up from south of the equator and they come up here, they'll bring flu with them. So it's almost like a little bit of a blur of when the old season ended and the new season started. So I'd like to see 90% of our population immunized if they can be.